I stuck my head out into the hall to listen. "I've got it," Mom said. The front door opened, but then nothing happened. "That's weird," Mom said. "There's no one here." "Oh, wait, what's this?" I heard Bear grunt the way he does when he rolls off the couch. "What you've got there?" he said a second later. They were on the porch now. "I'm not sure," Mom said. Her voice was all far away, like she was thinking about something else. I heard papers rustling. "Not sure." Bear said he was getting crabby all over again. "Just look at all this stuff. I'm telling you, that kid's nothing but a little hoodlum. Don't talk about him that way," Mom said, "and lower your voice." "Are you kidding me?" Bear said. "Listen, if you're not going to do something about this, I will. In fact, I'm going to go get him right now." "No, you're not. Not like this," Mom said. The front door slammed and they started arguing outside. I couldn't understand what they were saying anymore, but it's obviously about me. My blood started to pump. Then the next thing I heard was Bear roaring, "Don't tell me what to do." Then Mom said something I couldn't hear. "Then shut up, Jewel. Just shut up." I heard Mom yell, and then I got quiet, but not in a good way. I started running down the hall, and as soon as I did, I particularly slammed into Georgia, coming the other way. She looked really scared, and she was crying, too. "Wait, come help your Mom, quick."